Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of Man in the Pew. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and I'm excited to lead you into prayer today. This episode is brought to you as part of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge. You can join believers from around the world who want to take daily action toward becoming more grateful. Through daily inspiration and challenge exercises, we are rewiring our brains and hearts to more automatically respond to life with gratitude. Get the details at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Well, today we're exploring the benefits of gratitude. And do you want to be closer to God, make more friends, create a greater impact in this world, and live a longer, more stress-free life? Well, the solution is simple, but profoundly difficult. Modern science now confirms the answer the Bible has taught for millennia. Be grateful. Let's take a look at the benefits of gratitude as revealed in the Bible and modern science. There are at least 7 benefits we can explore. First, gratitude leads to greater faith. The Apostle Paul boldly tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, and then we'll be following God's will for us. God wants us to live grateful lives for our own good. But not only that, gratitude strengthens our faith by reminding us of God's past faithfulness. Psalm 136 provides a great template by rehearsing many times in Israel's past where God showed his faithful love. We can do something similar in our prayers. Number 2, grateful people have better relationships. Thanksgiving is a form of worship. It helps us to see God and his work in our lives with appreciation instead of a demanding or jaded spirit. As we know from our human friendships, it's far more enjoyable to spend time with someone who's grateful and positive than it is to be with someone who's negative and self-consumed. Gratefulness frees us from our negativity, so we can be more open in our relationships with God and with people. The third benefit is thanksgiving reduces anxiety and leads to inner peace. Modern science reveals extensive proof that grateful people suffer fewer emotional problems than ungrateful people. This confirms what the Apostle Paul taught in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In other words, if you don't want to be anxious, pray with thanksgiving. I've seen this happen in my life over and over, and I suspect some of you have as well. The fourth benefit is gratefulness improves our physical and mental health. In Psalm 32, David describes being so troubled by his transgressions that his bones wasted away, and he groaned all day. When we hold on to a grudge or harbor resentment or demand our rights be honored, we can unwittingly carry physical and mental stress that can lead to our death. Being thankful requires us to relinquish our control. So when we do this, our stress will dissipate, aggression will subside, we'll sleep better, and our minds will be free to concentrate and think more clearly and more deeply. That sounds pretty good to me. What about you? All right, the fifth benefit is thankful people experience deep spiritual joy. When thankfulness pushes aside anxiety and turmoil, it makes way for the fruits of the Spirit to fill us. In particular, we'll experience abundant joy as we acknowledge God's victories and presence in our lives. For an example, see Psalm 126. The sixth benefit is gratefulness protects us from envy and covetousness. Thankful people are not perfect, but we are significantly protected from many common temptations like envy and covetousness. And you may be thinking, well, that sounds impossible. Well, think about this. It's hard to be truly thankful and jealous at the same time. So that's how it works. The last benefit that I've got for you today is gratitude proclaims God's greatness. Thankful people naturally declare God's faithfulness and his deeds. In Psalm 105, verse 1, the psalmist calls out to us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." You see, the connection between thanksgiving and witnessing shows up frequently in the Bible. Thanksgiving creates a fountain in our soul that naturally bubbles up and gives us the confidence to tell others. It's like we can't even help it. All right, that sounds so simple, doesn't it? But I think we all know it's not, or there would be a lot more grateful people in the world. The good news is gratitude can be cultivated, and that's the point of this whole 90-day challenge, is to cultivate more of an attitude of gratitude, and it's going to be a work of the Holy Spirit. Well, today's gratitude exercise is this. As a challenge activity, I invite you to try something during the next 7 days, actually. When you first get up tomorrow and right before you go to bed tonight, try this. Sitting on the edge of your bed or in a chair close by, take 3 deep breaths. And as you inhale, think about God. But as you slowly release each breath, tell God some things that you're thankful for. You can do this out loud if no one else is around, or you can do it quietly in your head if you don't want to bother others. But after you've done it, jot down any notes, anything that comes to mind that may be outside of what you normally think about. You can keep those thoughts in your gratitude journal. All right, well, let's go ahead and pray together. Father, I thank you for making me and showing me so many ways that you're active in my life and around me. Thank you for my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers. Thank you for your Holy Spirit and the fruits of your Spirit you promised, like joy and love and peace. I pray that you would fill me with increasing measures of those, in Jesus' name. Amen.